One night, Frank said to John, this is the first Christmas that's going to mean anything to me. And John said, why? And Frank said, because Nancy, my daughter, just had her first baby, and so that's my first grandchild. This will be the first Christmas that I'll be a grandfather. And Sinatra said, if you can do any kind of a song about that, I want to hear it. My place with John is when he didn't quite know how to say something. We're close enough creatively that usually I did. I stayed up all night and I wrote this lyric, and on my way out of the valley I stuck this typewritten piece of paper in John's storm door and disappeared for a couple of months. And on the way home, I called John. His wife at that time said, John's in New York recording that Christmas song you guys wrote. And I said, it was just a piece of paper, the last I knew. She said, no, Sinatra recorded it a week ago, and John's in New York right now recording. So I got home and took a shower and flew to New York, and we had a little party about the song and stuff. That spring, John put it out as a single, and Sinatra put it out as a single. And on the cover of Sinatra's 45, one side was a picture of a six-month-old little girl. I got a phone call from John from Los Angeles. He was doing a TV special with Sinatra for ABC, and he said, you want to meet Sinatra? And again, I said, I'm on the first plane. Flew to LA and had my visit with Sinatra for about 40 minutes. And the end of it, Sinatra put his arm around me and he said, look, my reputation is how much lyrics mean to me. And he said, I've sung the work of the best that I've ever been, and I just wanted to meet you to thank you for what you wrote for me, because it's as good as anybody's. Merry Christmas.